Now, on Sunday, the federal government announced a proposed change to the Migration Act that would mean asylum seekers who have arrived by boat after July 2013 would never, the big word there is never, will never be able to apply for an Australian visa. Joining me now is Daily producer Poppy Burnett to talk about what this will mean for people caught up in the Australian immigration detention system. Poppy, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, so what exactly is the government, I sort of glimpsed at this through the news, what exactly is the government proposing?
So it basically means that anyone who'd arrived by boat, so what the government calls irregular maritime arrivals, who arrived after that date, July 2013, even if they, for instance, you know, went off and made a new life in Canada, in 30 years they wanted to apply for a tourist visa or a visa for business reasons or whatever, it would mean that they would be ineligible for
that. Okay, so
they
this
just
is
will never be able to apply for any kind of Australian
That's
visa.
That's why that never is such a big word in that statement there.
Yeah.
So who will it actually affect?
Well, primarily those that group of people who are in mainly Nauru and Manus Island currently. But the other big group of people it's going to affect are the family members. So there are lots of people who are Australian citizens currently living in Australia who have family members caught up in that system who now won't be able to be reunited.
Why are the government suggesting this change? Is there what's their thinking behind it all?
Well, for them, it's sort of part of the fight against people smugglers that's been going for a number of years now.
Yeah, for forever.
But to me, it seems like it's a pretty harsh and
It's very definite
stance on that. It's very definite.
Very definite.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of this idea that you have to punish asylum seekers in order to stop people smuggling, which just seems like a strange connection to
it does a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what's the response been like from other politicians and also community groups out there?
Well, Pauline Hanson was one of the big responders this week.
Right.
She put out a tweet saying that it's good to see that the government is following, taking its cues from One Nation again.
So she's
pretty happy with it.
That's a surprise that she's happy with something like this.
Yeah, well, she's always out there ready to say something.
And then also claiming it like it was her idea.
Yeah, yeah. The government was pretty quick to distance themselves from that, though.
Yeah, I think you'd want to,
yeah.
No, we're doing it for other reasons.
Yeah.
We're not racists.
Bill Shorten said it's pretty absurd, but he hasn't actually said whether or not he'll oppose it yet. Depends on the details, which haven't been released at this point. But a bunch of NGOs and human rights groups have come out against it.
Swinging, I bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, how does it fit into Australia's obligations under international law?
Well, I mean, this is an interesting one, and I don't pretend to be an expert. The government has said that they have legal advice saying that it is okay. But there have been concerns raised during the week. One of the Greens immigration spokesperson, Nick McKim, says that it is in danger of violating the Refugee Convention, which Australia is a signatory to.
Yeah.
So there's a article of the convention that says that you can't punish people based on the mode of arrival. So this would be
okay. That sounds like it would fall under that.
Yes. Well, perhaps. Yeah.
Well, in your opinion, how could it be done better? Poppy's in charge. What are you doing? How are you changing it? How are you controlling it? What's your take on it?
I think the big thing here is that we're not talking about a huge number of people. So people could be brought to Australia for processing. There are also a lot of pathways that they could be looked into in terms of establishing regional connections, talking to other countries who are around us and just building better partnerships to make the whole system work better. Yeah, rather than these sort of really extreme measures.
Yeah, extreme measures. That's definitely a good term there.
Yeah.
Well, Poppy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Adrian.